Well, hey everybody, this is David Gentiles, and this is my podcast. This is a long time coming, and I'm so excited to be with you, and hopefully for some days and weeks, Lord willing ahead. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. For sure, we're going to talk about the Bible. We'll talk a little bit about our story, my personal story and our family. We'll talk about foster care, adoption. We'll talk about music, songwriting, worship leadership. We'll talk about the best raw cookie dough. We'll talk about coffee. We'll have some neat friends pop in from time to time. And I don't know. It's just going to be really cool. And I'm excited about what's ahead. So subscribe, share if you find it helpful. And then we'll get going. So yeah, thanks so much for tuning in. I got to tell you, doing this podcast is, I've been thinking about it for a long time. And every time I hear something in the news, well, not every time, sometimes I speak in extreme statements, you know, And but a lot of times when I see things in the news or I read something in the Bible, or my kids spit in my face, or, you know, just I'm always thinking about what's going on in the world and what's going on in the church and what's going on in the life of our family. Ultimately, like how all of these things impact the human heart and how it's shaping us. And I've been shaped by many things, by many people, by many thoughts, by many songs, by many stories. And so this podcast is going to be, a little bit and a lot about that, you know, just how the things that we encounter, the people that we encounter, the thoughts that we encounter, how they make us and shape us into the people that we are. And even how we, instinctively or intentionally kind of respond to one another and to our world. And so I'm excited about that. It's going to be random, y'all. It just really is. And if you know me, you're not surprised. But we're going to go from one thing to the next. You know, I will try to keep, like, you know, some semblance of organization. But if, again, you know me, you know that's going to be difficult. But one of the first things that I wanted to talk about just in this introductory podcast is honestly a little bit of the fear and insecurity that has kept me from doing something like this. And it's been a super profound thing that I've been thinking a lot about. And I wanted to start there. You know, like I said, I'm always thinking, there's always ideas rolling around in my head. There's always a response. There's always a word. There's always a teaching. There's always, you know, formation that's happening in my brain and in my heart. And for years and years and years, you know, I've always thought, well, maybe I would write a book, or, you know, I'd have a blog. Like, I've tried a blog like four or five times, kind of like, you know, back years and years and years ago when you didn't have, you know, cool organizer apps on your phone and you had to do a, what is it called? Franklin Covey or something like that. Yeah, you go to Office Depot, man, and you just, you go and you're like, oh, I can spend $15 on a spiral life organizer, or I can spend, you know, $75 on this amazing thing. You know, organizing is such a crazy thought for me. And so every day is experiencing the world and life and the Bible and my family and friends and trials and challenges. I'm like always processing them, and this podcast is going to be just hopefully, an encouragement, an inspiration, maybe a little challenging, that as you're processing the things around you, the people around you, the thoughts that you're hearing, the songs that you're hearing on the radio or on YouTube or Spotify or whatever, that you're processing them in a way that, is helpful for your own heart and for those around you. I think that's been the biggest struggle for me in my life and in my spiritual journey, is that I've not always processed the relational information around me or what's going on in our world, or even kind of what's going on inside of me. I've not always processed that well. And I think the Lord is teaching me a lot about that lately. And so I'm excited to talk about that and to talk about all kinds of stuff about where we're going to go. And so, like I said, I mean, getting this thing going is like a huge step of faith or risk. Or is faith risk? Is risk faith? Maybe that's something that we could talk about. But this whole idea of like putting into words what you think, feel, how you understand a relationship, how you understand what's going on in your world, and how I respond to those things. That's the lens by which I see the world, I receive the world, and also the lens by which I respond to the world. And for me, fear and insecurity have been actually a major player in my life. And I did not know, everyone knows I have insecurities. We all share insecurities and fears in different areas of our lives, no doubt. But I think I've come into a place lately where just realizing how paralyzing fear and insecurity can be in a person's life, and especially mine. And doing this podcast is sort of like part of a therapeutic spiritual formation for me. So it takes a lot of risk. At least it feels risky to me. And one of the reasons that is that I know that when I have a thought, that thought isn't always helpful for everyone else. It may be helpful for me. It may not be helpful for me. And so the things that I think about and process through, whether it's the Bible, a verse of scripture, or something that a friend of mine and I, we talked about, or something that I experienced in a worship service, or a song that was written, or a song that I heard. How I process all of those things and how I receive them forms me. And then how I relate to you and how you experience me says a lot about how I'm processing all of that information, if that makes sense. And so for me, I think fear and insecurity have been a major player in my life of how I've seen the world and been in relationship with others, and also seen myself. And what that's done is it's almost kind of put a little bit of numbness in my legs, if you will. You know, sometimes if your foot goes to sleep, if you have it in a particular position, then you stand up and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't walk. Well, in a way, I just kind of feel like my heart's been asleep, you know, or my lips have been asleep. My mind has been asleep in some ways because it's just been not positioned well. And so I think through God's grace, coming into a season where some of that is, I think, getting a little bit more healthy. And so I know that when anyone shares publicly thoughts, I mean, it's a big deal and it carries a lot of weight. Our words have just a lot of influence and power. We can, you know, even in scripture, that passage that talks about, you know, with your tongue, you both bless and curse. And so there have definitely been times where I have things that have come out of my mouth have both been a blessing and a curse. And yet at the same time, I thought they were both blessing, you know, if that makes sense. And so I think God has given me better eyes and a more clear heart to be able to understand and discern between the blessing and the cursing that comes out of my mouth. And so in that, I have been really nervous about sharing my heart because I don't want to be a discouragement to anyone. And I know, you know, you may say, oh, David, it's not that big a deal. Everybody has a podcast. Well, sure. I don't know. I mean, I guess, I just have a lot of respect for people, for folks who share publicly. And whether that's on a podcast or, who write opinion pieces for a paper or write songs or they paint or they write poetry or anything that expresses a particular opinion about anything, even like the way that you think a house should be built. That's an opinion. That's a conviction. It can be. And so to see a builder that designs a beautiful home, man, that was it took a lot of courage for them to start designing and building homes, right? So anytime I speak publicly, I take it very seriously. And to be on the microphone right now, sharing specifically with you, has felt very risky, and I've been very nervous about it. But I feel like it's time. And so I'm going to. So I'm not going to tell you like what the date is today, because it is 2020. I will say you that. So if this podcast launches in 2020, it will be a massive victory. So, but anyway, I'm excited about it. And we're going to talk about all kinds of cool things. But right now, just really quickly, I want to share from the book of James. And this is where I've been personally in the last several weeks. And it is in the month of April. It's mid-April right now. And of course, right now, we're just in the midst of the coronavirus and all that this pandemic has brought to our world, to our American culture, and to our personal lives, our neighborhoods, our churches. It's changed everything. And I've been drawn to James, I think, because of the content of trial and tribulation and character and proven character and like the role of trials and struggles and lack of understanding in some ways, how all that bears upon how our heart is formed. By the way, I'm in my garage, and that was a motorcycle. So I'm in my garage. So if you hear my kids, if you hear a washing machine, if you hear a motorcycle or a mower, that's why. Because I'm this is fancy stuff, y'all. This is fancy stuff. So, but I was trying to figure out what in the world is that? Is that a trash can? I have no idea. But anyway, so James has been a huge comfort and a huge challenge for me lately because of the entire context of this passage and of these scriptures. And so I'll just read a first little bit and then we'll just dive in. So James chapter 1, James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed abroad, greetings. We just got done with Easter, so I guess I will say the date. It's April 13th, so it's the Monday. It's Easter Monday, and I was thinking about the other day. This was the first Easter, I think, and I'm sure in American history, where the church did not gather on Easter morning to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. We've been gathering for decades, and yesterday was the first time that we didn't do that. We met in homes, or we met online, but we didn't meet in person. And I was thinking about how profound that is and how we've all been scattered to our homes. Some of us are different parts of the world. Some of us are even in a hospital right now, not even be able to spend time with family, or we have family members that are in the hospital. Yesterday, we did a Zoom meeting with the kidder side of our family, and we had a great time. But it was just so heavy that we couldn't be together. We had to be on video. And I was thinking about James, his entire introduction to this letter. He says, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed abroad, greetings. He was speaking to a group of people that had been dispersed by persecution. And they weren't able to meet together like they normally would in a time of peace. They were dispersed. They were scattered. And I'm going to share a little bit from a commentator's name is Spiros Zodiotis. He's just so wonderful. He's a Greek scholar, and I'll share a lot from his work in the book of James. But there have been so many things that he has shared. And one of those, and I wrote a little bit of this down, is, could it be that God continually efforts to scatter his people for the spreading and the sowing of the gospel? We want to stay put. These are my thoughts. I want to stay put, right? I want to be where I am on my corner of the neighborhood, in my house, with my family, with my kids. But could God be pushing and pressing out sometimes out of our comfort zone so that he can actually sow seed of the gospel in our neighborhoods? You know, a lot of times the first line of defense, if you will, for church ministry is the church. That corner of the street where everybody comes to do ministry. And yet right now, in our time, the first line of defense are each of our houses, our front yards, our garages. We have like a pond, a neighborhood pond around where we walk and we get to see people. And we're trying to find creative ways to reach our neighbors and to be kind and to show the grace of God in ways that we've never really even thought about. And in some way, I think we're scattered, for a good reason. There are many, many negative reasons, obviously, for the situations that we're in. But what an interesting situation that we've all been scattered. And our first priorities, one, is to take care of our home and our family and to love them, to be attentive to them and their needs. But then secondly, to be present in our home, in our neighborhoods, in our apartment complexes. We're forced to be present, actually, more there than we are on a campus at a church. And for me, though that's been a hard adjustment, it's actually been pretty eye-opening. And I'm going to talk about a little bit with us in future podcasts, just the attentiveness that's been sowed in my life to my family and the needs of my own family and the small things that I've been more attentive to. But the idea that we've been scattered in a way, I mean, we're not scattered in the sense that we're all in different parts of the world from where we came, but we usually gather together on Sundays or Wednesdays or Saturdays. And now we're actually scattered, dispersed to our own homes. It's just a weird thought, but yet one of the things that God has always done has been to scatter his people to sow the gospel. And what an encouraging thought. Spiros says in one of his quotes, he says, "We are a scattered family now, which one day will be brought together. And what a glorious day that will be." He also says that, remember that God permits hardship, trial in the believer's life always to accomplish some higher purpose. And so when we look at James in the next couple of weeks, we'll probably have some short thoughts here and there. We're going to talk a little bit about how this whole thing is forming us spiritually. And I'm excited about that. But I just want to encourage you today as we finish up for the inaugural, the maiden voyage of this podcast is, if God has scattered us to our own homes for our own neighborhoods, how can we sow the goodness of God? First of all, in our homes, that we might have our first attention and first affection in our homes. And then secondly, to those in our immediate neighborhood or apartments or wherever we are, how might God use this scattering, if you will, to expand his kingdom, to bring hope, to bring healing. So I'm still searching. I'm still looking, still waiting, knowing that God's faithful to show me in my heart. He already is. And this podcast is just even a part of that whole process too. So, but what I'd love to do is I'd love to pray for you. As we finish up every time, just praying that the Lord would bless you and give you wisdom and grace and discernment in these days. So Lord, I just thank you so much for those who are listening. And Lord, I just pray blessing. I pray that God, that you would enlighten the eyes of our hearts, that we might see Jesus first. We might see him high and lifted up, and that we might lift him up personally with our words, with our actions, with our emotions, with our instincts, with our disciplines, and that as Jesus is lifted high, many, many would be drawn near to him. Lord, would you give us wisdom to see you in these days, because you are ready to be seen. We want to see you high and lifted up in our hearts and all over the world. In Christ's name, amen. Amen. We'll see you next time.